Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my weekly consumer podcast. I am Michael Finney. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump right into it by talking about the junk that you get along with a new computer. You buy a brand new computer, you're really excited about laptop, desktop. It's a fun purchase to make. You shop, you look around, and the one thing that has all been impossible to avoid is bloatware. Have you heard of bloatware? I know you've dealt with it. That's all the software that you don't want, you don't need, a lot of which is ridiculous, that comes with a computer right out of the box. It's already installed. It's those partial games or trial software for programs you're never, ever going to use. So why would a company like Sony or Dell or any of the PC manufacturers include this stuff? Because they get paid to. That's why. The software makers pay the computer manufacturers to include their trial software on your hardware. So there you are with all this junk slowing down your computer, and it's getting irritating. We've all bought enough computers now that we realize what's happening to us. We don't like it. And so the PC manufacturers are taking note. And what are they doing? Are they getting rid of the bloatware? Kind of. What they're doing is they're getting paid by you to get rid of the bloatware. Nothing's free in this world. And that includes getting rid of the computer equivalent of junk mail. You have to pay these guys. Sony is offering to remove some of this bloatware from its hard disks of new laptops if you'll pay them about $50. It's called the Fresh Start option. It's not on all of their computers. And it costs $49.99. PC World Magazine has been looking into this. They say Dell was one of the first PC manufacturers to offer to remove bloatware. Now Sony is jumping into the picture. I expect others will too. So they put junk on our computers we don't want, and then they pay us to take it off. There you go. Talk about junk. Let's talk about your taxes. Have you filed yet? Time is running out. Remember, April 15th. The rebates is what almost everyone is talking about. 25%, actually 27% of the residents in the Bay Area will not get the rebates. They make too much money. So not everyone is eligible. But the main thing you have to do to be eligible at all is to file a tax form. You don't have to make a lot of money, but even if you don't owe taxes this year, you'll want to file a tax form because you may have some big bucks coming in. You can call my hotline here at the station or go to irs.gov to check in to your exact situation to see if and how much money you'll have coming in. There is an email going around. We've talked about it before, but it's really hit the station here hard. I'm beginning to hear a lot about it. It appears to be from the Internal Revenue Service. It actually even says service.refund@irs.gov, but that's all a phony web address. That's not the deal. It says you have a tax refund coming of $312.42. It all sounds very real. It is not. The IRS will not contact you by email unless you have emailed the IRS first and asked a specific question. When it comes to refunds, don't give any information because that's what this is after. It's an ID scam. It asks for personal banking information. Never give that up. The IRS knows where you are. And you can talk to someone live or call them. So don't fall for this phony email that has a emblem on it. Just avoid it. It looks real. It's not. Now let's talk about flights. Southwest, American, and Delta have all canceled flights recently, and it's because of safety checks have been tightened. Why have they been tightened? Well, because someone's paying attention. This is ridiculous. But the Federal Aviation Administration has not been doing its job near as well as it should be. And so we're all lucky that, for the most part, the airlines have been flying. Look, regulation is what makes many industries safe and gives the consumer the feeling, the reality that they're hopping on a safe airplane. Well, Southwest hadn't done some inspection. As it turned out, some of the airlines, maybe they were falling behind too. No one wants to be fined. Congress is looking. We're looking at a change in the administration. So what if an unfriendly president comes in? That's what the airlines are thinking. So they're beginning to inspect their aircraft. That has caused some delays. If it caused you a delay, they owe you some money. Don't fall for this. There's nothing we could do about it. Yes, there could. They could have inspected their airliners when they were supposed to, and then you wouldn't be waiting at the airport because they canceled a flight. So don't put up with it. They owe you for doing business this way. We've been talking about how U.S. airlines have been charging more for luggage. Southwest, if you want to carry more than two bags on, we're now beginning to see other airlines announcing plans to add a $25 fee for coach class passengers that want to take a second bag. Delta, United, U.S. Airways are among those announcing new fees. Well, now American Airlines could be on the verge of doing the same thing. This all comes from USA Today. They say that Reuters reports that AA filed a notice with the Canadian government indicating it may change its bag fee structure in Canada. What that says to many is maybe that's just the beginning. Maybe they'll do it here. Maybe they won't do it at all. But the bottom line is you're going to learn to need to pack light. This isn't just American Airlines. All the airlines are looking into this. Many of them have already taken the first step. So remember, one major carry-on, one small carry-on, and one packed bag per passenger. If you're going to take more than that, you may want to ship ahead. Seriously, especially if you're going to visit relatives, think about UPS. Think about the Postal Service. Okay, now let's finish up with today's Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We're giving out two coupons for a free can of new FRS Health Energy Drink. We're also giving away a coupon for one free Carl's Jr. new Chili Cheeseburger. Now, as always, we can run out of these coupons. We don't do it often, but sometimes we do. If you don't want to take a chance that you may not get these specific coupons, then don't mail in an envelope. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Remember, my reports can be seen weekdays, Monday through Friday, on either the 5 or 6 o'clock news. Finney's Friday Free Stuff is every Friday at 5, and I'm also available on The View from the Bay. That's our great entertainment program here at ABC 7. I'm on Monday and Friday, somewhere between 3 and 4 p.m. Well, that's it, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.